Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. That's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we got in my determination. But it makes your rage fearsome. Our voice is about the games. And you know we talk about the latest goings. More so than any other. And our mountain west matters. Well, will you? You listen to this podcast too. And you rant about this podcast too. Just a side where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss with grin the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you? You listen to this podcast too.
I think we're live. We're recording a different way. If you're listening and this is working, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. We must be working. That's Chris there. We'll see. Jeremy here hanging out. MWCConnection.com, Twitter, MWC Connection, Facebook, Mountain West Connection, all that jazz. Hey, I started the Google Plus page back up again, and I got some plus ones today. Check us out.
Outside of any that were your own or like actual?
No, actual. There's actual comment from a Colorado State fan.
Whoa.
Yeah. There are actual other plus ones that were not my own. So, hey, maybe we'll get a new audience there from the tens of people that are on Google Plus.
Literally dozens of us.
Go Google search EDSBS or Spencer Hall about Google Plus. Have a fun afternoon. But we're not today. We're talking about Week 10. Week 10. Can you believe it? Week 10.
Week 10, and these shows should be getting shorter because we're only doing conference games, and yet they're not.
Well, there's a non-conference game in there, the Commander-Chief game.
Yeah, that's a rivalry, so.
Okay. We will discuss the games. We're not answering any Twitter questions because Boise State fans, get a grip. You lost two games, right?
But you still lead the conference because you handled Colorado State.
Because as I put in our show notes for our show in the post, yes, I am biased against your team, your team, your team, your team. Add 12 years in there, I'm biased towards your team. Or those are my 12 favorite teams. Pick what you like. We are opposed to your team.
All of them.
All of them. Is that enough?
I love you, Idaho.
Well, Idaho is a special kind of hate.
Okay. Just for me. So, anyway, we're avoiding the Twitter questions tonight just because there was one, and we essentially answered it last Sunday. So you missed out on it? Listen to the last show. Exactly why we said it.
What I will be doing, people know the question, but I was trying to find out, because you see Bill Connolly in Football Study Hall doing the projections for, like, this conference team will win the conference, or they'll go 4-4, 5-3, all that jazz. Well, I thought the information was readily available. It's not. So I'm going to make a post for the ESPN, was it Football Power Index? Because they do put a percentage on if your team will win your conference or win the rest of your games. So that's kind of a different twist, maybe?
Possibly.
We're not going to discuss it tonight because this is late. We want to do a quickish show, but that should be up maybe hopefully Friday. So, and one quick thing. Did you read my text I sent you earlier about the West Division?
Yes, I did.
Oh, the West Division may come down to the 25th tiebreaker.
We would go to the 25th tiebreaker?
I'm making up a number, which you believed me, so maybe I'm onto something.
I think it's more of the 6th tiebreaker, the 3rd tiebreaker. But, yeah, so what was it? If San Jose State loses, San Diego State loses, and Fresno State – no, not Fresno State.
Fresno wins. Fresno wins, beats Wyoming.
Fresno wins, yeah. Fresno wins. San Diego State and San Jose State lose. Every single team in the West. No, the top four teams in the West.
No, five.
Hawaii.
Hawaii has to win.
Okay. Well, if Hawaii wins. Well, okay. If Hawaii wins, yes. Five teams in the West have two losses. If Hawaii loses, four teams. So it's a mess.
It totally is a mess. So are we rooting for chaos this week?
Naturally. That's why I was listening to this. There's a chance in the SEC West that every team can finish with a 4-4 record.
So how do I, like, screenshot my phone of that exact text message? Because that might be something to, like, put on the post.
I have it here. It should save my message. If not, I know exactly. I wrote it, so I know it was there. But let me click on your name. Yeah, I have it right here. I can add that to notes later. Here's something to think about. If you want chaos,
you didn't text me this. You chatted me.
Well, whatever. Text, chat.
There's a difference.
Oh, sorry.
I was expecting a text so we could have like an iPhone thingy.
No, Google Chat. I can make it look like that if you want. Also, food challenge. Should we discuss food challenge maybe?
Food challenges.
Or is that
the show? So for those of you who have seen, which all of you should go read, Underdog Dynasty did a food challenge in Monroe, Louisiana, called the Rougarou, which basically had 2.5 pounds of seafood on top of fries and slaw, and they did the food challenge.
Let me ask you a question. Does that look like that much food to you?
That looked like tons of food.
Okay, maybe because I like seafood, and it looked like...
I love seafood. That looked like tons of food.
Maybe the way it was stacked, it didn't look like it was as big as it might have been in person. You know what I mean? Like the main presentation photo?
I understand, but you have to realize New Orleans fried food...
I like that.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, good Lord. So anyway, if you have a particularly good food challenge in your local Mountain West city, tweet us, email us, whatever. We've got people all around the Mountain West. I plan on doing a food challenge here in Las Vegas with one of our UNLV riders.
Tyler.
We haven't set a date yet, but we want to do the food challenge at Naked City Pizza.
Is Jared going to join you, perhaps?
Jared is not going to join us.
Okay.
Apparently, we found out Jared's out of the city.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
San Diego State fans, Matt Bain.
Our plethora of Aztec riders.
Our plethora of Aztec riders until we lose them all.
No.
Tell one of them to do a food challenge. Better yet, have me go down to San Diego and do a food challenge.
Ultimately, what we're going to do, because this is a fun idea, just for the heck of it, we may splice it in throughout the off season or whatever, but our main goal is for the Mountain West basketball tournament. Yes, we're talking basketball. We should have a handful of us together, and we may do one giant food challenge somewhere else just for the heck of it. So
we can't do a food challenge, but we can do a giant podcast.
Well, we can do a lot of things.
With food and beverages, because
I'm going
to say beverages because there are those of us who don't drink, some of them for actual legal purposes.
Yeah, I don't know if every writer is over the age of 21.
We only have a few of us.
I'm well past that age, so.
So am I.
Okay, let's get to the show. This is the show, folks. We're not joking with you. This is really the show we're talking about. So, 6 games. Let's start with the early game, and I hate the time slot we have for every game this week almost, at least the nightcap.
Yes. Who's wake up early for that game? This guy.
Did you wake up early? You don't like the NFL, so I already asked you that, so the answer is no for that early London game. Okay. 11:30 Eastern, Army hosting Air Force.
This game is in West Point, New York.
West Point. Regular old over the air single digit, maybe low double digit CBS channel. Not CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports.
CBS the National.
Yeah, the big one, the big boy. Yeah, because I hate it when they say it's on CBS Sports. I'm like, wait, is that CBS Sports Network? It's on the if you watch the Big Bang Theory, it's on that channel.
Yeah, right. NCIS. It's on the NCIS channel.
Yeah. If you're a weirdo that still likes 2.5 Men, it's on that channel.
So Air Force, Army, Air Force having a understandable 3-point advantage. Yet it's only 3 points.
Bounce back a year too.
And not only that, okay, I understand this is a rivalry game. I understand Air Force is traveling up out of their high field advantage to West Point. But let's just put it this way. Army's in kind of a hell of a lot of trouble right now.
They can't score.
They just started to undergo investigations for allegedly recruits.
Yeah, the VIP recruiting thing over that was done by – who did that? Was that Nick? Nick did that, or was that one of your Army guys?
It was Nick who did it. The Army guy actually found the link and emailed it to us, but Nick actually wrote up the article.
So I kind of looked over there. What's the actual deal with that in Army?
Basically, VIP recruits. The college recruits were kind of got involved with the typical recruit thing. That tells you absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, was this something legal or just that I see here partying, alcohol, and women?
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Any regular college experience?
Really illegal as an under 18 year, under 21 year old. The other two of those are illegal by NCAA standards.
Mm-hmm. I got my dog barking there. Lovely.
Hey.
I'm not editing this out. So my shepherd boxer type dog, it can bark. So listen, wondering, Jeremy here. That was my animal barking when the door swung open. Yes, that's what that was. But so this is basically normal college stuff, but it looks like there's a party bus, so I assume there's alcohol involved. Is that the
key? Assume. It can be assumed. It can be alleged.
Allegedly alcohol. We got to use that word, strong word, for legal purposes, but is that an effect?
The only reason why this is surprising is just because it's Army. It's not because it's of anything. By the way, a couple players are being investigated, but everybody should be set to start.
So the team's not going to be any worse than they already are. That's what you're getting at.
No. Regardless, I don't understand why Air Force is only a 3-point favorite. Yet we didn't understand why Navy was a 10-point favorite over San Jose State. So
that was an odd one. Well, maybe it could be. We know Army can't score. Army's going to run the traditional triple option. But here's the thing. Air Force, maybe it's something to do with them going on the road because they've lost two road games. They're 1-2 on the road. They beat Georgia State in a closer than expected game, lost at Wyoming, and got beat pretty handily at Utah State. So maybe they could take that into consideration.
Possibly. But at the same time, this is a rivalry game. This game is for the Commander in Chiefs.
For Air Force,
my argument too.
Oh yeah, it's for both teams. Because if Army wins this, and they would beat Navy, they get it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. So.
But if Air Force wins, they take it because they're 2-0, so it doesn't matter. So it is on the line for Air Force. Army's looking to get it as well, but
not steal,
but to take control of it essentially for their chance to get it. But Army, they haven't been good in a while. They run the ball well because we know what they do. They don't score enough. They only score 26 points a game. They give up over 35. They're – what do you got? Larry Dixon, that's about it. And the Angel Santiago?
Angel Santiago.
They get some touchdowns.
Quarterback and can run the option very well.
But I assume there will be points scored, but there's not – Air Force should win because – Air Force is more of a complete team, and as we – not to bring this up to hurt any feelings, but we saw that they can't – what they're capable of doing in that Boise State game, which Weston still hammer. They get to the quarterback. They can attack the line of scrimmage. And the great equalizer is that Army has the same restrictions as Air Force does for size of recruits and players.
Yeah, so it's just going to be a fun, possibly evenly matched football game. The only thing is I think – just the developed talent on Air Force is just a lot more than Jeff Munkin's crew at Army.
Yeah, this is going to be more than a touchdown. It's going to be a double-digit victory for the Falcons.
I'm with you right there.
Bam, next game.
And Air Force will have the Commander-in-Chief's trophy again.
They didn't have it last year.
They haven't had it in a couple of years.
I think 2 years, so. So let's move on to the next game. Are you going to a game this week? Because you have a home game in your city.
I'm going to this next game.
New Mexico at UNLV, and folks,
the pillow fight of the week.
It is, but it's going to be one heck of an exciting pillow fight.
It should be.
It could be. Have you seen the previews for the new Dumb and Dumber movie?
So you're saying there is a chance.
Well, yes, I assume most people have seen it, even if you're young, much younger than us listening to it, to this, the original, what was it? She was in high school. It was, what, mid-90s, the first one?
1992, I think, 1992 or 94.
No, I was older than 10 years old when it came out.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
Man, maybe I should, I was not in elementary school when that movie came out the first time.
Dumb and Dumber, 1994.
Okay. Okay. I would have been, like, I think a freshman in high school. No, younger than that. Oh, Jesus. 20 years ago? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wasn't there some knockoff sequel?
Yeah, when Harry Met Lloyd. Well, no, I never saw that one.
Me either.
I might be seeing this one. But
I might, too, because previews are
right?
What I'm getting at, that this is UNLV to Mexico.
They think
they're better than what they are, I guess. Not really, but they're kind of lost in their ways a little
bit. They're happy, lucky, and they just want to win.
There you go. Exactly. But no, this game.
I'm so sad.
It's a pick 'em. But no, the way these teams' defenses are, which are not very good, and also this game's at 5:30 Eastern on Root Sports, or if you live outside that region, it's on Mountain West Network Online. But this could be a lot of points and could be an exciting game. As for the play itself, okay, it is what it is, but there could be points scored in this game, and that makes for an exciting football game. People like points.
People do like points. I like points.
But you are
my team actually scores points.
Yes. Are you going to this game?
I am going to this game.
Okay. So,
we're bringing along a baby, and so he can experience the sadness that is UNLV football at a very young age.
Sadness? Oh, so you're tipping your hand that you want the Lobos are going to win, perhaps?
Oh, no. I think UNLV is going to win, but it's going to be a sad game.
Why? Okay, why do you think UNLV is going to win?
Okay, UNLV is going to win because for a team who cannot get their offense rolling on the ground, New Mexico gave up, I think it was over 200 yards to UTSA, a very bad running team. UNLV should get at least 100 yards rushing in this game. Blake Decker should be able to have a good game against New Mexico. Here's the other thing, though.
He played well last week, and Devontae Boyd stepping up to be quite the wide receiver.
Well, two straight weeks. But here's the thing. New Mexico, all they have to do is run the ball. UNLV does not know how to stop the run. So if they find a way to stop the run, can Lamar Jordan pass enough to win? We know.
Oh, no, whoa. Here's the thing. Quarterback update. Starting quarterback, according to the 2-deep release by the Lobos, is still Cole Gauchy without the or. So Cole Gauchy is listed as a starter.
And that's why New Mexico's going to lose.
And I am frustrated with that.
See, what's funny is Lamar Jordan follows the blog.
I know. Come on, Lamar, we like you. Tell Football Bob to put you in.
Football Bob knows what he's doing best. And so excited those guys on the podcast radio.
What's a podcast?
What's a podcast?
Ready can to listen to it and string tied together? You're
going to find Football Bob's going to listen to it, and he's going to hear my horrible Football Bob impression.
He sounds nothing like that.
Impersonations, and he's going to be very upset with me.
I think we have breaking news here in the UNLV depth chart. Shaquille Murray-Lawrence is actually listed on the depth chart.
Wait, what?
His name is on the depth chart.
How far down?
Behind Kevin Whitley, but above George and Fahu.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? Should I be saying names anymore? Should I just say player numbers so I don't screw up that?
Yeah.
Running back 39, like I'm NCAA 12 or something. Running back 39 for UNLV is third string on the depth chart. So everybody get your plate, your roster out.
The running back has a dive up the middle. This is
perfect.
UNLV's running back is going to...
Running back 28 with the touchdown. What they got, Devontae Davis is still out with that hand injury. And it looks like Marcus Lawrence.
Here's the thing. Boyd has filled the role nicely.
Sure, but Marcus Sullivan's also not listed on the depth chart either, so I wonder what's up with him.
He's been injured. You haven't noticed that?
He played last week.
No. Maybe. Mataele, I think, was the second leading receiver.
Correct. That would be correct. Okay. I'm just so used to seeing Marcus Sullivan. But this game, so both teams are terrible. And, if Cole Gauthier's just starting 100% of the time, I'm going to say UNLV will get the win. Because he'll put in Lamar Jordan then too late, and the game will be over by then.
Yeah, UNLV might actually, have a touchdown lead.
Because the Mexico secondary is not very good.
I'm sad that I'm being that down on my team.
No. I am a University of Utah fan, and I hate the quarterback play. And I even though people like Drez Anderson, who's now out for the year, and people say he's a top 100 NFL prospect, he can't catch the ball to save his life. And their quarterback plays terrible, in my opinion. And yet they're ranked 18 in the country. And I don't trust them for 1 second on offense.
Back to UNLV football.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Speaking of UNLV football, they started out Utah, 2007 or something? Like 21-0? But with this game, so do you think Blackhurst improved enough to be able to just expose the Lobo secondary, which isn't any good?
I certainly hope so.
So let's get to the important stuff.
There's enough short end passes, and there's not enough Dakota Coxes on the field to stop UNLV's short passes.
Here's the thing, though. New Mexico's defense technically, or pass defense technically, is good. Like, San Jose State is still giving up only 89 yards per game in the air. It helps when we play Navy in Minnesota. But New Mexico's number two, but that's deceiving because they are near the bottom and giving up 60% of their passes, and yet their yards per attempt are also third worst in the league. So they may not give up a lot of yards, like the total amount, because teams will run if they're losing with them, but the per play is quite reasonably impressive.
I'm going to go to the rushing defense here.
What do you got? For which team?
New Mexico's ranked dead last in the country in rush defense. Dead last. Texas Tech, dead last behind Troy, dead last behind Eastern Michigan, dead last behind Idaho.
Wait. Rushing defense?
Rushing defense.
In yards per game?
In yards per – no. In yards, total yards.
Well, you got to go by yards per game, pal.
Fine. I will go yards per game.
No. You're looking at New Mexico State there.
No, that was New Mexico.
Rushing defense?
Yes.
You sure? Rushing defense? I see New Mexico State at the bottom.
No.
There's New Mexico two spots higher. But they're not last.
Where are you looking?
I'm on CFBstats.com.
See, I'm on ESPN.
That's your problem. CFBstats.com is where to go. No.
I just happen to be here. Regardless.
They're terrible at stopping the run.
They're much worse than UNLV, and UNLV's bad at stopping the run. And UNLV has a passing offense.
Somewhat of one. So what's your point here? A lot of points in a close game with bad football?
Yeah, and it's a pick'em. And the over-under 60. So we're talking about 30 points for each.
So you're taking the Lobos? I want to put a caveat, but UNLV's at home. What is the Mexico's road record really quick? Let me look into that.
Probably 0-3?
Probably. Unless they beat UTEP. No, they beat UTSA and New Mexico State on the road. They beat. Those are both road wins.
Are they 2-0 on the road?
They are 2-0 on the road. They're 2. Oh, yes, they are 2-0. No.
Oh, my goodness.
They lost to Air Force.
It's games at home.
They lost to Air Force.
Okay, so they're 2-1 at home. Still.
Now, I'm going to play it safe. I'll be different from you just because I'm going to New Mexico because I'm crossing my fingers that Lamar Jordan will get in earlier than expected.
Okay.
That's my idea.
You don't trust UNLV for anything.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. I need to stick by that. Why was there even me thinking about this? New Mexico, 100% all the way.
Because you've been looking at the stats, that's why.
I'm still trying. I do acknowledge Blake Decker and Devontae Boyd are a good, pretty good combination, but no, I'm New Mexico all the way. And then we get to a next game, Colorado State at San Jose State.
God, these games are all just crammed together.
Well, those two are. This is 7 Eastern, so you get a little, you can, hey, if the New Mexico UNLV game's over at halftime, tune over to this on CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, but I'm still at the game.
Oh, well. Maybe the baby will be upset and you have to leave. Something will happen to the baby where they, oh, we forgot a diaper. Something we're going to go home.
Something will happen to the baby. That sounds just horrible.
Well, I knew as soon as I said that, that's not what I meant. But I mean,
what happened to the doctor?
We forgot a diaper. We forgot bottles. We have to go leave. Because the odds of them selling diapers at Sam Boyd Stadium, pretty slim. I doubt there's a...
Mostly sells diapers at Sam... Oh, damn it. I can't say that joke now.
No. All right. CSU, San Jose State. It's on the road. It's at Spartan Stadium. Remember, folks, San Jose State can still win the West Division.
Yes, they can.
Will they? Probably not.
Nope.
This game, it's... Are you surprised it's only a touchdown favorite for the Rams?
No.
You thought it more? Oh, okay. I thought it'd be able
to. No, because San Jose State actually plays fairly tough at home.
Yeah, they played Nevada close. They beat UNLV. Slightly concerning, head coach Jim McElwain was not impressed with practice Wednesday for the Rams, so that's something to consider. We're playing so well. We had a bad day of practice. We beat – who did they beat last week? Utah State – or no, Wyoming easily in the rivalry game for the bronze boot. I think Joe Gray can possibly pose some problems with my alliteration there, pose problems.
is that part of his 50 Shades?
No, no. Those are some good ones this week. Those are nice. Check those out, folks. Kyle does a long, hard job to get those set up for you, so take a look at those.
Yeah, it takes a lot of Photoshop.
Yeah, it takes some talent. So, running back situation, I guess Jared Lawson just done. He's not in the depth chart. We know he was out for team rules, so I'm wondering how long, because we haven't really heard one of this. So, the running game's really been Tyler Irvin. Isn't he a tight end, though, technically, for the Spartans?
Yes.
So, he's been the running back. To get Tyler Winston, so there's some offense for the Rams to be had, or to had against the for the Spartans to have against the Rams, but I don't know if it'll be enough because CSU's defense is pretty solid, except for their backups when they give up 21 fourth quarter points to Wyoming.
Right. So the key is to just keep the starters in there at all times.
Naturally. Do you possibly see any sort of upset?
The only way I could see an upset. Okay. The only game Colorado State has lost so far is against Boise State. And in that game, Jay Ajayi was a beast. But San Jose State doesn't have a Jay Ajayi-type running back that he can be unleashed. But remember that Grant Hedrick also had a great game that day. If Joe Gray can penetrate the Colorado State secondary, I can see... That is where San Jose State can expose Colorado State. Because think about this. Colorado State is a very pass-heavy offense. But who does San Jose State do the worst against?
Who is that?
Teams that run the ball.
Okay.
Look at what happened against Navy. 500 yards?
Something like that. Keenan Reynolds had a career high.
400 yards.
But you got D Hart, man. D Hart runs the ball.
D Hart does run the ball.
But Jason Odin's hurt. He may not play. McElwain
likes to throw the ball.
Yeah, but with them getting with Trace Jarrells and D Hart, they should be fine. Even with Jaden Odin, he's a third string. What's his name? Jason Odin, I believe. Is that his name? Yeah, Jason Odin. He's probably not going to play. But I'm expecting, yeah, you have Garrett Greason, you have Rashard Higgins, and San Jose State's secondary is quite good. I get they played Minnesota and Navy, so their yards per game are low. They're only giving them 89 yards per game in the air. But if you look further, because yards per game is pretty, really, it's a pretty crappy stat if you think about it. It's nothing impressive. There's a lot of factors to why. That's the reason why Navy's – like if you play Navy, you're going to get beat up on the running green or something like that. But San Jose State's only give up one passing touchdown, and only – they're best in the Mountain West at giving up only 4.7 yards per pass attempt. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And nationally, that is also, I think, number one as well. That's number one nationally as well, better than Louisville, who has an excellent defense. They've given up one passing touchdown all year. One.
Is this Colorado State?
No, San Jose State.
Wait, San Jose – what?
Yeah. Yes, I get – okay, Auburn –
But then again, it does make sense when they're able to run all over the team, when they're able to run all over.
True, Auburn runs a lot. Minnesota did. Nevada's 50-50. But here's the thing. They held UNLV – like, their passing percentage is still – there's a couple more figures you can look at. They're allowing only 48% passes to be completed against them. The three interceptions could be better, but there's other things besides playing Navy, North Dakota, Auburn, and Minnesota. Yeah, that seems like a lot of teams, but still, your average – pass per attempt's a pretty telling stat. They're only giving up 4.5 yards per pass attempt. And they're completing 48% of the passes against them. Even if you take away the Minnesota game's an anomaly, 107. But UNLV, 11 of 28, and Wyoming, 11 of 28. Nevada, Auburn had the best passing day, and they're only at 56% completion. And so there's a reason to be concerned if Garrett Grayson, because he hasn't done it in a while, but he has been known to give up the ball for interceptions.
Right.
And that's why I'm thinking they may want to – they'd be wise to run the ball more often than not.
Okay.
Do you think that
– all that being said, I
– You what?
All that being said, I'm still going to favor Colorado State to cover the spread.
Oh, so am I. I'm just saying, I'm on there with you, but I'm saying there's possibility
of an upset.
Yeah. You're correct. Yeah, it's only a touchdown, which is not a lot. And people, if you read the comments, we got a lot of comments on this game, and like, oh, it's not a game. No, Rams fans are smart. They're not saying any game's a gimme game. They know how bad they've been when Steve Fairchild was there for the latter part of his career. So they're not taking anything for granted, and they know, and they're smart enough that San Jose State's a good enough team to be dangerous. Look at Tyler Winston. He's one of the best receivers in the league. And so they know, and I still think the Rams can win by 10 points, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Spartans can put a scare into this team, especially if the Rams decide to throw the ball a lot, and then the Spartans just pick them off or just don't let them complete anything.
Yeah.
But it might be one of those things where Rams may get a touchdown late to cover with like a minute or two left. I mean, like, it'll be close enough, but they'll win by
anything. I think if anything, Colorado State will have a 14-point lead, you know, throughout the whole game, and then
they'll
score a touchdown to the spread.
Okay. It's something like that.
The spread is always ruined in the last minute of the
game. Yeah, the backdoor cover.
Yep.
But it'll be one of those games where the Rams may go up 10-0 or 14-3 and always be ahead just enough from then on out, where the Spartans are within striking distance, but they can never get it done. Like the Rams are getting touchdowns or the Spartans are getting field goals. You know what I mean? I think it could be one of those games.
Yeah.
All right, so you still say Rams going to get to 7 points? Excellent, man. Now we get to the triple header of games that start at the same time. What was that?
You said Rams were going to cover as well?
Yeah, they're going by 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the game of the week, Aztecs at Wolfpack in Reno. This, I would say this could decide the West Division, but we discussed earlier, no, it will not decide the West Division, especially if Nevada wins, who is a slight field goal favorite.
I'm going to go – yeah. And this is where what we discussed earlier in the podcast, a lot of fun things can play. Nevada wins. That brings them to 3-2. San Diego State loses. That brings them to 3-2 in the conference. This is all conference play, folks.
And San Jose State loses.
San Jose State loses. That puts them at 2-2. Fresno State wins, 2-2. Hawaii, if somehow magically wins, that puts them at 2-2. That puts 14.
Five. No, 5. If Hawaii wins, it's 5.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, it's 5. Ooh.
The quit, not the quitter back, the quitter division.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Anyway, Cody Fajardo playing some really good ball right now. Bailed out Nevada enough so that they could win semi-comfortably at Hawaii. Hassan Henderson, Jericho Richardson, both of those players looking really good.
Richard Turner
as well.
Good. Ron Jackson.
And, Butler has turned into a reliable backup back.
Yeah.
So who does San Diego State have? Donnell Pump.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say.
And that's all they need.
Quinn Kaler, who's one, is winging it with one arm there.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just the Pumphrey show, and that's going to be the way it's going to come down to, they're going to win?
That's what it has to be for San Diego State at this point.
Because Dominic Ruffin, or excuse me, is he the other guy? Dominic Ruffin is Rice? Ruffin's the Wyoming wide receiver. Excuse me, I apologize. He still had the broken collarbone. They still never found a backup, a new wide receiver to step up in his place.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Sorry, the injured.
Talking about
Zell Ruffin. Zell Ruffin. Yeah, for some reason I said Dominic Ruffin, and then you said something else that confused me even more. Sorry.
I thought you were talking about. Okay. Yes.
I think as the podcast goes, I'm getting some sort of cold at the moment, so I'm getting feeling congested as we're going on.
No,
so,
but see, here's the thing. San Diego State has Eric Judge.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's become reliable.
Okay. Wait. Reliable? How many catches does he have all year? Do you know? I'm looking at it right now.
13.
Okay, that's 2.2 a game. That's not good.
Yeah, but let's just put it this way. Receiving-wise, San Diego State has 4 receiving touchdowns. San Diego State rushing, 14 of them.
It's Pumphrey. If he can't have a good game, they're going
to
lose.
For San Diego State to win this game, it has to be the Pumphrey show. Here's the problem. You have 2 very, very, very good players on Nevada's defense. I can't believe I just said there are good
players. What? Nevada's defense. Time stamp.
Where's the time stamp on that?
I don't know.
You're going to look back. This is like
it's on the video. And we're doing a Google Hangout video, so it doesn't tell me. So I don't know.
30 minutes and 34 seconds. Chris said that Nevada has 2 good defensive players. No.
3 yards per gamer, middle of the pack. They're 5th. They've given up a lot of touchdowns at 11. Well, not much.
But guess what? Like I said, 2 players who can ruin everything.
Who are those guys? I'd like you to name
Brock
them.
Brock Hecking and Ian Sale.
Yeah. Also, if you watch the game versus Boise State, they like to turn the ball over or force turnovers.
Yeah.
When they play Boise State
and Brock Hecking loves to deliver the big hit.
Yes.
If Kaler gets pressured, if Bowden gets pressured, whoever's playing at that point in time, somebody's going to get hit. Yeah. And when somebody's going to get hit, Seau's going to provide the pick.
Yeah, those 2 guys have 11 combined tackles for loss, which isn't great. Not bad, but not great. It's top 20 in the Mountain West. It's pretty good. But they like to hit. Like I said, Brock Hecking likes to hit. He had that big hit and turnover versus BYU last Friday night.
They're not late hits. They're not being flagged for late hits. They are on target when the ball is being released. Like, it's impeccable time.
And it's not just those 2 guys. Like, they also have Jonathan McNeil, Nigel Hawkins as well, Matthew Lyons. All guys have 30 more tackles. Or excuse me, 60 or more tackles, 30 solo each over that amount. So it's like those guys are making the plays. You may see Hecking come in late, not late like you said after the play, but come in when the play is still it's essentially over. But you know, you see the gang tackle, 4 or 5 guys tackle him. He'll come in then and go after the ball and get a strip or hit a fumble or make sure the guy's really down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's...
Yeah, he's the finisher.
There you go. Best word. I'm, like, saying late, but, like, oh, late hit.
Is this where we're going to coin Brock Hecking the finisher?
We just did. We need a shirt, the finisher.
Well, if we have a shirt, we need to pay him.
We need what?
We need to pay Brock Hecking if we call him the finisher and make shirts. Some of the money has to go to Brock Hecking.
Okay. He's a student athlete. We can make money.
I don't care what a student athlete
We can make money off his likeness, but he can't on his own. It's the worst rule out there.
It's the worst rule out there, and I feel guilty about it. That's why, you know, he might be getting, like, a Christmas gift or something.
So should we actually do a mullet and then put the finisher?
Mullet in, like, two rocks hands. So anyway.
Who do you got?
Nevada wins this game. They cover the spread comfortably by a touchdown.
Nevada?
Nevada.
Interesting.
I have it written down on my script right here.
You have a script?
What's what I use to make
kids. I'm kidding. No, I know. I'm joking. I want to say that's the case. Ruffin is back for this game.
You're not going to go. San Diego State's going
to
win.
I went to their depth chart because I wanted to check the quarterback situation because it's been an issue the past month with Quinn Kaler not being completely healthy. But Ruffin is listed as a starting Z wide receiver. No, I think I'm going to go with Nevada because Nevada has more ways to score than San Diego State does. Even with Ruffin back, his first game back, who knows how well he's going to be playing? He could be fine. He may not be, but. Nevada, even though they lost to Boise State, lost to CSU, they beat BYU. They're on an offensive roll. They're scoring points better than they have in a while. And I think that if they're never out of a game. That's the thing. They're never out of a game.
Yeah.
And it's only 3.5. I'm going to say they're going to – well, if I say they cover, they're going to win. But I could see them winning by, 5 or 6 points. So I'm going to go for that because they're more of a more well-rounded offense, in my opinion.
All right.
Plus, I just want to see that 4-way tie with 2 losses. So, selfish reason.
Yeah, right? 5-way. 5-way tie.
Next game, 10:45 Eastern on ESPN2. Cash that check, Cowboys and Bulldogs. You get an extra $500,000 for that game.
That's supposed to be Boise State's money.
No, it's not Boise State's money.
I know. That'd be the argument that, Boise State is only because they're getting extra money. No, this is what the game's used for.
Yeah, Boise State got thrown deal where the bonus is for them for their home games, but they're not going to triple the revenue, so give it to everybody. But this game's weird in that it was chosen not because these games were chosen before the season because CBS Sports doesn't do the weekly games because they have one channel. They're not going to.
People were assuming Fresno State would be good.
That's part of it too, yeah. And so yeah, they get the money great. It's on ESPN2, great. But I'm wondering why it's 10:45 Eastern, kind of odd. A little bit, usually 10:30.
That's a nice starting time. It's not going to be like 100 degrees out in Fresno.
Yeah. If you're under a rock, Zach Greenley starting for Fresno State. It was announced last Sunday night during the bye week to give that redshirt freshman Zach Greenley an extra week to prepare. How are they still almost a 11.5-point favorite?
I have no clue.
Because Wyoming's defense, they're wearing down because they played so many tough teams. The season's long. They don't have the depth, but. It seems a bit much for a redshirt freshman quarterback for a team that's already had quarterback issues.
But see, here's the thing, and you're gonna laugh at me for saying this. Everything about this game screams trap game.
How so?
You got Fresno State who's getting back on its feet again. Okay. They're heavily favored, and yes, over 10 points is a heavy favorite, despite starting a redshirt freshman as a quarterback who's never started a game before, because your other two quarterbacks are just completely awful. You have two running backs, or one running back, who's been pretty dominant, who's been really saving Fresno State this year, Martiz Waller, and yet you have a team who sits at 3-5, completely scrappy. And yes, I'm going to use Scrappy as Wyoming, who seem – obviously they played Colorado State. They got blown out last week, even though they scored 21 fourth-quarter points, because they never thought they were out of it. And if Wyoming doesn't think they're out of it, they're still going to keep on fighting.
True.
The two of their losses this year, two of their five losses this year, come to teams who are in the top 10.
Yes.
They're heavy, heavy losses. But that being said, they fought. They never considered themselves. They never just flat out gave up.
Yeah, I mean, good points.
So, and this game on national television, ESPN2, is a perfect trap game.
I don't think so, because Fresno State's lost two games in a row. UNLV and Boise State. They looked better versus Boise State because they ran the ball well, and Waller had a lot of carries, a good amount of yards, and again, what, 160 or something like that. So they are improving that way, but I'm gonna say Fresno's gonna win, but Wyoming's gonna cover. It's gonna be like a touchdown game. You buy that, or you think that's well, not even close?
No, Wyoming's gonna cover.
Any chance they can pull off the upset? They've been kind of falling apart, not like the last little while. They've lost four in a row, four or five. Yeah, I'd like to say Oregon and Michigan State. They barely snuck by Florida Atlantic. They really weren't close for Colorado State. And somehow, despite being outgained massively, they took San Jose State to overtime. You like Craig Bull too much. Come on.
I do like Craig Bull too much, and I do like how scrappy this Wyoming team is. Fresno State's going to win, but Wyoming's going to cover. I'm just going to say.
Okay. I think there'll be some issues with Greenlee early on a little bit, because I'm pretty sure Craig Bull will dial up something special for the new quarterback, but they're still going to – Fresno, Waller's playing too well enough. Their offense is playing better, as pointed out in that Boise State game, but they're going to win probably by about a touchdown. Next game, is this the last game we have here? I closed my schedule out. Hawaii, this game's the most intriguing game for me. Utah State goes to Hawaii. It's not the midnight Eastern. It's the 11 p.m. time. So it's 5 Hawaii, 8 Pacific, 9 Mountain time on the Mountain West Network online. I want to see what Kent Myers can do for Utah State.
I do too.
True freshman. It was his offers out of high school were nothing impressive. I believe New Mexico, Air Force, I think New Mexico State, maybe Colorado State, I think was in the mix, if I recall. But you saw a lot of that game he's in, or at least what he showed, a small sample size.
Yeah, it was a nice little pizzazz. And he captured UNLV out of the game. He did enough on offense when he even came in the last quarter. He did enough on offense to keep UNLV out of the game. He ran down the clock. Like he was supposed to. He had that one big run that set up the touchdown.
Yeah, 18-yard run, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see what he can do. I want to see how he gets his chemistry with Hunter Sharp. Here's what they desperately need. They need a running game, which they don't have. Joe Hill's not very good. And Nick Vigil. Vigil.
Vigil.
No, it's Vigil.
Yeah, no. I got another confirmation from a commenter on
commenter.
That it's Anglo, it's a Spanish name, but it's an Anglo bastardization.
Do you know where the guy's from?
I have no
clue. Some small town in Utah.
Okay, so
I will go with the announcers, which is Vigil. I will go with the pronouncer guide on their media guide.
Did you find the pronouncer's guide on the media guide?
Yeah, I sent it to you. It says Vig-UL.
Vigil.
Yeah, it's Vigil. I did not just say Vigil, but it's not Vigil. Vigil. But that G is silent. That's the third way to
also
say it.
By the way, I never got a response.
I know. He's like, probably. You care. No, I'll go Vigil, because that's what the announcer is saying. I will go with what TV – if the TV guy says it, the radio guy says it, I'm going to say it. They need more – they can't rely on him to rush the ball for 20 times
running
a game.
Back number 51.
Running back 51, Utah State.
Sorry, when you're the leading carrier every single – the last 3 weeks with like 50 – to 60 yards every week. That's not much of a blanket. But see, now with Myers, that's going to expand the run game. There's going to be a lot more zone draws.
Yes, I'm wondering if there's going to be more what to do with Darrell Garrettson, because Garrettson wasn't quite as elusive as Chucky Keaton, but he had some move to him. He is an athlete. Craig Garrettson, completely not the case. So maybe there'll be some more read options, maybe some design quarterback draws, but they need to, A, make him feel comfortable and get Hunter Sharp involved. But I think this is going to be a game where it's going to be a lot of ground game. Just beat up that Hawaii front seven, which is not the best in the league, Rocky Long. Sorry. It's not bad, but not the best. And attempt to get a running game going and let the defense do the work.
Can I say something?
Always.
I can't go Woolsey is at 49.8 for completion percentage, which is much better. And not only that, he's got a better touchdown.
Compared to who? Who did you say?
Then what he used to have. He's got 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Yeah, if you're awful to terrible, you're improving, but by how much?
By a lot.
Just saying. Compared to last year, just the first half of the season.
Yeah. But seriously, my biggest thing with this game is I'm interested to see how Kent Myers does, but I'm really interested to see Utah State's defense is going to keep this team in the game. I think, and this is really, really strange of me to say, I think from what we saw from Hawaii last week, yes, they lost to Nevada, but they fought back. They've kept it close. They've kept it close against Oregon State. They've kept it close against Washington. Haven't really gotten blown out. Something's got to give. And the atmosphere is much, much more intense at home than when they're on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because it's a home game, because obviously their attendance has been a severe issue. But last week, they were loud. The fans were loud.
Hey. Yeah, I still was going to say, what's the line in this game? I don't have that in front
three.
Of me.
-3.
For Utah State?
Yeah.
They're going to win and cover. That's all there is to it. Their defense is good enough to stop anything Hawaii does out to be. Stephen Lakalaka will run the ball, but he'll struggle to run the ball. Just because whoever's there, BJ Larson, Vigil, Nick, Zach Vigil, those two guys lead the conference in sacks, or excuse me, tackles for loss of 11, I believe 11 each, if I'm correct on that. But yeah, they each have 11 tackles for loss. 22 tackles for loss, and you got BJ Larson sitting there at 9, Torrey Green at 7.5. There's no way Hawaii is going to run the ball to a success.
Hey, let me ask you this. Would you be surprised if Hawaii won? No, I'm asking this a serious question.
I'm thinking that a little. I'm confident Utah State will win, but would it be this out-of-the-world shocking upset if Hawaii does win? But I would be mildly surprised if they were to win. Feel the same way?
Yeah.
Yes?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if Hawaii.
Oh, no shock at all?
Nope.
I'd be mildly surprised. I expect Utah State to win. I assume you feel the same way, right?
I expect it.
Well, then what's your prediction then?
I'll just pick the spread.
Hawaii?
Another one that I really wanted to consider my stupid upset there.
We don't have one this week unless you want to go San Jose State. Or did you pick Wyoming? Sorry, I may have looked over.
No, I picked Wyoming. Never. I didn't pick
them. That's kind of a stupid upset a little bit. Close as we got.
So that's it.
Do we have anything else you want to add? There was a playoff rankings release this past week. Do you want to discuss that for a moment?
No.
Yes? Another show?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll discuss it once they get ranked. How's that?
Huh?
If Colorado State gets ranked, we'll discuss it. Or, sorry, if Boise State gets ranked also.
Yes. If the Mountain West team gets ranked, we'll discuss it.
Because remember, we hate and love all your teams equally.
Yeah. Especially you.
Yeah, especially you. You right there. You with the headphones on the bike. You jogging right now. You in your car. You sitting at your desk.
Except for both, you. We hate you, just period.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, I do.
We love and hate your team at the same time, so... Yeah. Remember, for those who don't know, I don't care about how, like, my collegiate allegiance has nothing to do with these 12 teams.
Anymore.
Yeah, anymore. Anymore, I should say, yes. So, not that I don't love each individual team or hate each individual team, but I...
Two out of my three teams.
I want a good team to have.
I've actually been to or involved in the MLS.
And also, for those who are wondering, yeah, we write about the teams that do better because there's more news coverage about them. So we do what we do. So thanks for listening to the show. I'm not sure how long this is. It's probably an hour and 10 minutes since it's 11:20 Mountain Time. So I assume we're about an hour at the moment on Wednesday night.
It's actually under an hour.
Excellent. I will attempt. I'll put the themes. I think I deleted the theme song because I have to find it from our previous show.
You can always use the other one.
I can't find that one either.
Or the other one.
Wait, we have three?
I've made three.
I did. I'll check my email.
Did they make a new theme song?
Maybe. Hey, we're gonna have t-shirts coming pretty soon. The Quinter back.
You have to ruin everything.
What?
I still haven't even gotten an email back from Joel.
Okay, well, a t-shirt's pending. We allegedly have t-shirts in the works. Should I go that route? Allegedly? Does that work for you? Yeah. Okay, so yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Again, mwcconnection.com. Give us a rating. iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, SoundCloud. SoundCloud's probably the easiest way to listen to, in my opinion. Pretty simple. Let us know if you love us. Let us know if you hate us. You can tell me. Yeah, I don't care. Let us know. Give us a 5-star rating, but tell us we suck. I'll take it. But again, check us on Twitter, mwcconnection. And we'll be back for a show on Sunday afternoon, and we may have another guest host to go along with the two of us. So we'll stay tuned for that, folks, and we'll chat with you next time.
Wait, what?